New Jerseyans may have overwhelmingly re-elected Chris Christie as governor, but they also voted by roughly the same 20-point margin for an economic policy he was vehemently against. That new law will raise the state's minimum hourly wage by $1 to $8.25. WNYC's Janet Babin has more.
The theory from opponents of minimum wage hikes usually goes like this. If we raise wages, employers will compensate by cutting jobs or moving out of state. Jack Moslem is with NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. He says New Jersey's minimum wage increase will drive up the cost of labor, especially for entrepreneurs and the state's smaller businesses.
Our economists estimate that it will result in the loss of tens of thousands of jobs in New Jersey, and most of those job losses will come from the small business sector.
A number of recent studies challenged the theory that higher wages result in job losses. One, co-authored by Princeton University professor Alan Krueger, found that employers actually increased wages after minimum wage hikes happened in New Jersey in the 1990s. Rutgers University public policy dean James Hughes agrees that on one hand, the ballot initiative will have a positive effect.
It's not really going to harm the economy. It's not going to cause businesses to lay off people and the like. And it can help those, essentially helping the working poor.
But Hughes is concerned that voters embedded the wage hike into New Jersey's constitution. He says that takes flexibility away from future leaders.
It's simply disturbing in that, are we going to have other potential laws enshrined in the Constitution, which then limits the ability of the legislature and the governor in the future in terms of actually making changes.
Proponents of the wage hike say the New Jersey legislature and the governor were so ineffective in passing laws that the constitutional amendment was the only way to guarantee workers a fair wage in the future. Charles Hall is with Working Families United for New Jersey, an advocacy group that fought for the amendment.
The legislature under Senate President Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver came up with several proposals that were either vetoed or conditionally vetoed by the governor.
The new constitutional amendment mandates that the wage be automatically adjusted to the cost of living every September. And even if future elected officials want to change the law, some legal scholars say it will be difficult to do so. The increase will only affect the small sector, the roughly 50,000 people who earn minimum wage in New Jersey, 3% of the state's workforce. They'll start enjoying that extra dollar per hour on January 1st. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.